You are listening to The Black Landscape with Andrea Spearman, where Black excellence is always trending.
Hello and welcome back. I'm your host, Andrea Spearman, and this is The Black Landscape, where we engage with emerging and established Black leaders here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to leave a review of the show on Apple Podcasts or in the comments of our social media. I am a light-skinned Black woman with my dark brown curly hair underneath a head wrap that is heather gray. Today, I'm wearing my black and brown glasses and a burgundy sweatshirt that reads in pink letters, "Be You." All right, that's all you can be, y'all. Today, let's welcome our special guests, Kingki and Terrence Paschal. Woo! Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
I would love for you all to describe yourself to the people. Kingki, you go first.
Hello, everybody. My name is Kingki. I'm from San Francisco. I am a light-skinned black, mixed black woman with a kinky, curly, light brown hair. Happy to be nappy with my head wrap on and my tank top on, chilling.
Hey, everybody. I'm Terrence. I live in San Francisco, but I'm from Stockton. I am a dark-skinned black man with cornrows. I have my gray headphones on top of my head, and I have a really nice sweater on because I thought we were recording video.
It's always nice to look nice. Well, I welcome you both, and we're so excited to have you here today. Yes, let's start with Terrence, but this question will apply to you both. Give us, you know, a brief history of where you grew up and how you started on this artist journey, because you are a movement artist, right?
Yeah, for sure. So my journey with dance actually started when I was in Stockton. It was very much influenced by the Bay Area. It was around 2006 or so when a lot of Bay Area folks were moving to Stockton because the housing was cheaper. And I was exposed to Bay Area music and turf dancing specifically. And I'm like, in my high school, there's actually a dance battle, like a turfing dance battle in Stockton.
Yep.
It was just like that. Like, it was lunchtime. I was running. I thought it was like people were fighting or something. I ran over and they was hitting it. They was gigging. I lived in a kind of on the outskirts of Stockton in a neighborhood called Western Ranch. Graduated high school. I went to Delta College, my first community school. I didn't stay that long. But while I was there, I met two people, homies who were Filipino, and they were into dancing, and specifically street dance. And they basically showed me all these like battles and stuff on YouTube, the turf dancers in the Bay, and then these dancers in New York who were doing this different style. And they just kind of opened that whole door. And then I started practicing with them in their garage, and that was the start of my journey.
Nice. And so from there, from dancing in garages to dancing on stages, what was the next step to becoming, you know, quote unquote, a professional dancer?
Yeah. Well, from there, the first mission was getting out of Stockton.
Amen.
Amen. I love where I'm from, but, you know, it was just time to go. I was very grateful to get some help coming out to San Francisco. And then I went straight to City College. And basically, the deal was with my dad was like, you got to be in school. I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I was going through a lot emotionally at that time, leaving Stockton and stuff was going on at home. But I was just like, I like dancing. So I just started taking dance classes at City College. And I took all the classes. Up to that point, I was completely self-taught. So I just learned from watching YouTube videos and doing what they were doing. And I would just practice in my room. So when I came to City College, I wanted to expand my mind. I took modern dance. I had an awesome teacher named Luana who taught Graham technique and modern. I'm really grateful. She was like one of my first mentors who like really like saw something in me and like gave me like just that reassurance. I took modern, I took ballet, I took whatever, and I just kept doing that. And then fast forward, I stopped going there for a while. I fell in love with house dance at Dance Mission. Yeah. A friend took me to a house class by chance, and I met Nicole Claymore, who was my first house dance teacher. And fast forward again, I keep training house with her for like 2 years. I just keep going every day. I get into her company and I get to travel to New York. I get to travel. I'm in a professional dance company doing mostly house and other street forms of dance.
Yeah. Absolutely. I love that for you. For those who don't believe it, it can be a hard road in the dance community as a professional, but you keep on, because look, you'll be out here like Terrence dancing across the country and overseas. And I like what you said about expanding your experience, your knowledge, your background, your styles that you're pulling from, because that's what makes a well-rounded dancer, right?
Definitely. Yeah, there's things that inspire me with modern dance. There's things that inspire me with street dance. And it's beautiful blending the two and being free with that.
Great. Let's swing over to our girl, King Key. Girl, how did you start? Because you in these streets, hardcore rapper. and how did you decide upon this name? Because as a woman, and then King Key, and this feels, you know, this Asian reference. Tell us about it.
Okay, well, first, I'm going to just say, it's funny that you say you from Western Ranch, Terrence, because growing up, when we was in middle school, we used to always, my cousin had moved to Modesto, and she was always in Stockton, and she used to always say, all the fine dudes was in Western Ranch, and we used to be like, ooh. What is this exotic place? Like, where to work at? So I was like, okay, I know about Western Ranch. I don't know. I guess I have really been into music my whole life and just entertaining. I was always that kid who I'll watch a stand-up show like 50 times and then go back to the parties and repeat everything and make everybody laugh, or you know, just playing around with beats. And my brothers did music. My oldest brother sang, and then my other brother was a rapper. And, you know, I was just like, I could do that. So I think I had to live a little life, you know, and let life wear me out a little bit more before I found the confidence to start exploring my voice as an artist. And so when I started at the Boys and Girls Club, I started at the Boys and Girls Club doing music with my friends. And we had our little group, the Sugar Babies. We had Brown Sugar, Sugar Baby, Honey Sugar, all the little, you know. And I started as Lil N, you know, because my name is Nakia. And I'm like Lil N because it was Lil Wayne, Lil Zane, Lil Scrappy. Everybody was Lil. And then as I got older and I became a mother and just started to explore more music for myself and more rap music, I just started to really try to find my voice. And the name just kind of, you know, it was just me and my cousin like, okay, I'm finna really go after rapping. Like, I'm gonna really do it this time and really pursue it. What should my name be? And we was just like kind of coming up with, you know, different ideas. And I was like, well, how about King Key? Because my name's Nakia, but instead of K's, we use Q's. Like, oh, different, you know? Yeah. And it really was no, like, I wasn't trying to do a play on words like kinky, or, you know, there wasn't no Asian references for me. It was just like, you know, I'm playing with, like, gender, because I am a woman, so I'm going to use the Q's, like queen. I'm going to say I'm the king. You feel me? And everybody always says like, oh, kinky, it's a play on words. And like, yeah, totally. Or like somebody has said to me, Ching Chi, I love your music. I'm like, okay, cool. It's kinky, but you know, chi, energy, I'm fucking with it, you know. started doing music and I was trying to find engineers and studios that I could work with, because for me, it's like, I don't want to just record with anybody. I want the person I'm recording with to really like my music and really like me, because then I know that they're not going to try to do me dirty, or they're always going to have my quality and my vision in mind when we're working. And that took me some time, but I went on Google and I looked up studios and I just happened to find the nerdiest white boy in East Oakland with a little hole in the wall studio, and we became like the best of friends. And I started to kind of think about what kind of message or what I wanted to talk about as a female rapper, because my first project was like kind of just saying things to rhyme and saying anything that sounded cool. And I'm like, I actually am not sending packs overseas. So what can I say that is actually real for me? And I just started looking around to the experiences of, you know, myself and my relationships and my friends and my relationships and just the experiences of women, and just came from that perspective. But like the perspective of like, I'm finna go hard and I'm the aggressive, sometimes violent perspective, because, you know, women have rage and we got to let it out in every way sometimes, you know? If that answers the question, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No, you're absolutely right. Ladies have plenty of perspectives. We don't always have to be, you know, sexy, which is fine. But yes, speaking from your own experience, your own life, drawing from your lived experiences. Absolutely. I think that's true for both of you. And, you know, for those listening and wondering why we brought these two people together, they are both part of a program called the Hip Hop Artist Residency Training Program that is under the banner of Push Dance Company in San Francisco. And we're going to talk more about this program when we come back from our break. To catch up on previous episodes of The Black Landscape, download on Apple Podcasts, Buzzsprout, and Google Podcasts. Be sure to leave a review, 5 stars if you love us, and when we come back, we will hear more from Kinky and Terrence. We are back with Bay Area artists Kinky and Terrence Pashal. So y'all, tell us about the HEART program, about your experience so far. Kinky, you go first.
My experience in the HEART program, I mean, so far it's been really cool. I think it's been really dope to be like put in this group with mostly people I don't know, you know, and while we do have like overlapping mediums, like different mediums or different processes to how we like, you know, come at our art or our work. And to put together a show and collaborate on pieces, like, it's exciting. It's kind of scary, like, seeing Terrence dance and Inez dance, and they're so talented and creative, and then, like, asking them to collaborate with me physically, and I'm like, you know, I do a cool two-step, I do my little hypey, you feel me? I dance like a dude, you know? So for me, it's like, okay, I want to make sure I'm bringing something that they can work with. And, you know, it's challenging. It's like a new, fresh challenge as a creator pushing you outside your box. And so it's been pretty cool, like, just getting closer to all y'all. And even on this podcast, like, hearing you talk more about yourself, Terrence, and seeing you every Thursday at HEART, it's like, okay, I'm learning more about Big T.
Yeah, and, you know, my role in this has been to be on site with this wonderful group of people, this mixed group of mostly women this time, because for those who don't know, this HEART program, this is the third round that we have of pulling together San Francisco Bay Area hip hop artists who are spanning this medium of rap, of dance. We also have singers. We have those who are producing music and writing their own songs. And it's really to uplift Black folks who are in this specific genre that we're not seeing enough amplification of. And it's so great to see you all working together, to get to know you all. Terrence, what's been your experience so far?
Yeah. Kinky, that's crazy that you know about Wes Orange. And actually, yeah, to go on your point too, I talked to Ella Baker, who's another resident, and she actually went to my high school. So this is like, has been a, yeah, she was like, wow, a year after me. And I haven't met anyone since I left them there that kind of has that experience. So yeah, even that, like, it's been a really powerful experience to be around so many Black women at the, like, you know, in the cohort. you know, just that it worked out to be, I'm kind of the only guy. I mean, Eric's there too, but I'm like the only guy in the creation of our cohort. And it's just been really, it feels like healing to me to be around so many like supportive Black women in this way. And so just like naming that part has been really powerful for me, and healing other stuff that I got going on in my family, my mom, and et cetera. So I just wanted to name that. And the experience itself has been really cool. Everyone's just so supportive. We were rapping together. They got me on the mic, you know, and I'm a pretty, you know, I do it a little bit, but it's like not something I really share because it's not something I really like, you know, put myself out there like that. But it just felt so like comfortable around everybody. Everyone's like funny and chill. And so, yeah. And I just love the process of collaborating and then also bringing like the movement that I'm doing and putting it in here. And we haven't really seen how all the parts come together, but it's just cool just getting to be a part of it. And yeah, excited to, you know, for our show and just to enjoy the rest of our weeks together till then.
Yes. That freestyle, we had a freestyle cypher, y'all, with the with the cohort residents, and that was such a fun time to get everyone to kind of, even those who are dancers or singers, but just getting into that feeling of being in the moment and kind of just letting yourself be loose, letting your brain flow, like what's going to come to you in this moment. And it was really informal, no low pressure, just getting folks to get into that energy of being able to freestyle and like exercising that piece of your mind. That was such a fun time.
I guess I missed it.
Yeah, you was, I don't know where you were that day, but we had a great time. We're gonna do it again before it's all over with, though, trust. Yeah,
and you know, it's funny too, I was gonna say, in this Heart Cohort show, we have a playwright, and we're doing a clip of the play in the show. But me and Terrence is, we are like not estranged, right? Husband and wife. Mm-hmm. So right. We have this huge dialogue we have to memorize together. So I just realized, yeah, I'm looking at you and I'm like, oh, you got that big dialogue for that play you got to do. I'm like, oh, wait, me too.
Oh, yeah. We go back and forth too.
Yes. So, yes, the two of them play a couple that is going through it with a unruly child. And you all will get to see more of that at the show. And also talk about your individual work that you'll be presented. Don't give away too much, but just briefly, because the people got to come see it to see the magic. But tell us briefly what your piece is about. Go, Terrence. Go.
Okay. Mine is a solo piece that involves some character work. I'm embodying a kitsune, which is a fox from Japanese folklore. The fox is able to kind of shapeshift between being a human and being a fox. So you're going to see some character work. You're going to see some storytelling, a lot of storytelling, a really deep, like, personal narrative that will be shared through movement only. So I think that's all I'll say.
Yeah, I am doing a live performance, vocal performance of a rap song. It's a partially vibey, partially emotional and deep, but the goal, the vision is to have Terrence and Inez, another dancer in the cohort, to support me because I will be implementing a lot more physical, choreographed physical movement into my performance, which I have never done before. Yeah, that's my little tidbit, you know, not too much on it, not too much.
Yes, of course. So there you all have it. Terrence and Kinky, artists in the neighborhood that you should be supporting. It's been great chatting with you both. Tell the audience, first of all, when is the show?
March 23rd.
Ha ha! Yes.
Yeah.
Come on. March 23rd, there's going to be two shows at 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. We're going to be over at the Ruth Williams Bayview Opera House And more information will be at pushdance.org. You can find out more, and we'll be posting about it too. We might do a live on the scene report here at the Black Landscape. So you can find out more information about the show there. It'll be a great landscape of performances. Tance will be there dancing. Kinky will be there rapping. And lots of the other cohort, we're going to see a play that we talked about. There's going to be some more dancing, rapping, singing from our other artists. We hope to have everyone there. Oh, and it's free. It's for the free.
$3.99.
Pull up. Hey.
Pull up. And then, so Terrence, tell the people where they can find you individually. Tell them the links. Where you be at?
So first, my Instagram, Toon, like cartoon. So Toon World 1990. And that's where I post just anything about my classes or just update videos on myself. I teach a house dance class at Dance Mission, beginning house class. So if you ever want to come take a class, learn a new skill, ride out to some house, Tuesdays at 6:30, Dance Mission. I'm in the city. Yeah, I think those are the two places right now. Yeah, I want to give out.
Okay, and King Key, where can people find you?
You can find all my music on all streaming platforms, Apple, Spotify, SoundCloud, under Q-I-N-G-Q-I, King Key, or my newest music under Pootang. I am also on YouTube. I have a lot of dope music videos. Check me out. I have some shows coming up, so follow me on Instagram at All Hail the King with a Q. And yeah, I'm a comedian too, so I got some stand-up coming out. So keep an eye out for that. And on Tubi, I'm in a co-starring in a movie written and produced by Richmond native, Bay Area in the building. Donna and Ali is on Tubi now, so watch that.
Yay! It's been so great having you both.
You
Thank
too.
You. Yeah, I
Thanks
love
for
this.
Having us.
Thank you all, and all those links will be in our show notes. Tap in and support Black creativity. Thank all of you out there for listening and supporting another season. Again, leave a review of the show on Apple Podcasts or in the comments of our social media. This has been another episode of The Black Landscape with Andrea Spearman, where Black excellence is always trending.